grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Live free, and beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you each time you look at a star. Stay free where no walls divide you. You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're born free.
Stay free where no walls divide you.
You're free as a roaring tide, so there's no need to hide. Born free, and life is worth living, but only worth living 'cause you're
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Welcome to Old School Hacking, Porn Free. And I like to introduce Major Malfunction, but before I turn over the mic, I just want to point out that if there's any underage folks in the room, this is going to be a little bit racy. So bear that in mind, that if your parents are in here with you, you might want to go walk about. But that being said, well, there you go. Major Malfunction.
Thank you. And you'll notice I hadn't actually put my name on the slides. I was hoping to kind of make this a bit anonymous. And I'm sorry, by the way, if I've just ruined a favorite childhood song or tune of yours. You'll never hear that in quite the same light again. And actually, the words even, you know, if you start hearing the words and think of it in this context, it starts to mean different things. It's kind of weird. So let's get on. So I'll make a few disclaimers first. I'm going to do a live demo. The reason this talk is so late is because now in the UK it's after midnight. So draw your own conclusions from that. He says it's going to be a bit salty. I have no idea. It may be a bit salty. It may be a bit granny. Who knows? I have no control over what's going to happen. So the live demo may not work. It may work, but you may wish it hadn't. So. And some warnings. I believe in responsible disclosure. Everything I do, I'm a white hat. I try and disclose bad stuff to people. I am disclosing now there will be sexual content, probably, or at least what passes for sex in the UK after midnight. But. and as it was mentioned, you know, there may be some young people here. We've got what was called DEFCON Kids last year. I think it's now called Roots. Very cool program. So I've made a DEFCON Kids friendly version of this slide. How inappropriate is that? Actually, looking around the room, I was wondering just how appropriate is this talk for DEFCON? And there's so many bad people here. What's wrong with you all? Jesus. Didn't you read the synopsis? Actually, what the creepy thing is, that slide, that's the original. That's the modified slide. So. Yeah, a little site called Dancing Bear. Yeah, Jesus. What the... Okay. Okay, so one of my roles here, I'm a goon. I run QM stores. I got given a patch. Yes, you have wasted 15 plus years of your life at DEF CON. So. So for years, one of my jobs has been when we do Spot the Fed. Now, I'm not sure, because I'm kind of stuck in the back room and I hear rumors there are talks and stuff and I don't really get to see it. We used to do Spot the Fed and people were dragged up on the stage. You remember the early days of DEF CON? Feds would try and sneak in and you'd see a guy with, like, you know, really short hair and loafers and white socks, and it's like trying to blend in with a polo shirt. And we'd go, ooh, I wonder who he could be. So we'd drag them up on stage and we'd make them admit they're a Fed. And when they did, they got a T-shirt that says, I am the Fed. And the guy who spotted them would get a T-shirt who said, I spotted the Fed. Is that still going on? Are people being dragged up on stage? And no? No, we need to, you know, we need to reintroduce that. So anyway, they come now. These T-shirts have become such a thing that they actually... Oh dear. If they make me drink now, it is all going to go horribly, horribly wrong.
Just keep going.
Holy crap.
Bad people.
Yeah.
Okay, so while they're getting ready, I'll finish my point, shall I? So in the early days, the criteria for being a Fed was... You had to, when you came to claim your T-shirt, I would, you know, say, try and figure out if they're a real Fed, as far as we were concerned. And the criteria was you had to have power of arrest and you had to carry a sidearm. And that's what Feds did, you know, 15 years ago. Since then, we've gone all cyber. So now you have cyber Feds. And so we were talking about it. Well, what's the criteria now? Well, you know, you're a Fed that works in cyber. So you don't need power of arrest, you don't need a firearm, because your weapon is the interwebs. So...
Be quiet!
He's going to spoil my really good joke.
All right, so, you know, we do this thing about new speakers, but some of us have been here so fucking long, we rolled over back to zero, so...
I suppose that's fair enough.
All right. Second one?
No.
All right.
Thank you, guys. That's very thoughtful of you. Okay, so cyber Feds. So it seems to me the Feds have gone full cyber on us. Now you get an FBI warning on the beginning of your porn. Porn's on the internet, but that doesn't make it cyber. But apparently it does. So the FBI are now the guardians of the porniverse. You imagine some Fed, and I wonder if it's just the FBI, or, you know, in the UK, the Feds all kind of try and step on each other's territory. So I'm just wondering if the NSA and the CIA and all those guys are also, oh yeah, we're going to, you know, regulate porn as well. So. What are you doing tonight, darling? I'm working on a really big, national, important project. It's called. Got to make sure they're all under 18. It's national security, you know. Did I say under 18? They're fucking me up already. Over 18. So just in case you weren't sure where we're going with this talk, that's the quality we're going for, okay? So... Youngsters in the room, you still want to stay? I know, well, you do. Parents, duh. Parents of youngsters in the room, I hold no responsibility for what happens next. Okay, so obviously we're going to be talking about some taboo subjects here, and we're going to have to confront some difficult subjects, I suppose. And, you know, talk about the origins of this. You know, where do... God, this is hard. I've kind of envisaged saying this. It felt like it was going to be a lot easier. But, you know, I'm going to have to admit some stuff here. What do I do? Where does this stuff come from? I travel a lot, okay. I'm on my own. I'm in a hotel room. No one to really keep an eye on me, see what I'm doing. You know, people do stuff. And actually this, before I go any further, this kind of sexism thing works both ways, right? If I was a girl up here about to say what I'm about to say, some of you, well, probably half of you, would think it was pretty cool. Some of the guys, too.
You keep backing off.
Sorry. Some of the guys, too. But, you know, a guy doing it, that's just sad, okay? And I do it, well, I must admit, I've been doing it a lot recently. So, oh, hell, you know, when I'm on my own, I'm in the room on my own, I admit, occasionally I do use, oh, God, Java, so, yeah. Don't judge me. So I know you guys do it. I mean, I'm a Python guy, so I'm kind of used to that semi-strictness. You know, we think we're kind of the hipsters of programming. It's all nice and neat and tidy, but we're free-rolling, do what we like. Not like the Perl guys, just all over the shop. So Perl guys, they use Java when they want a bit of strict, you know. So we're used to it. We have to do indentation. So anyway, enough of the disclaimers. We've got the difficult bit out of the way. Now we're going to get on to the talk. So starring, obviously. Oh, that's not me. Hang on. There we go. You do realize these, I don't know if you've read the descriptions, but these pictures are all painted with bodily fluids, right? So. Okay. Previously seen, stuff I've done before. So I did some hotel TV hacking using infrared. Thank you. And funnily enough, what came out of that?
Boobies.
Who knew? There's boobies on hotel TV. I then did some satellite hacking. Anyone see that? And guess what?
All right, now you're overstimulated. Let's get some beer in you and then it's right to bed. Woo-hoo!
That was a bit distorted, but she said, you're overstimulated. Let's get some beer in you and get you off to bed. So. Okay, so in this talk, we will also be starring... Which kind? The BBC. British Broadcast... Oh, sorry, I'll explain. This is Her Majesty's Television Company. So in the UK, we didn't have any TV, so she said, you know, run and make me a television company. And we have this thing called the red button. So we're going to be playing with the Queen's red button in this. Is that wrong? We're going to be looking at a thing called MHEG-5, which is ISO 13522-5, apparently. Otherwise known as how to transmit porn. And the culprits, Babe Station Extra. So you notice in the UK we only have 1X, you guys are all triple X. 1X is enough for us because we're British, you know, so. And these guys are pornographers, obviously. Television X, again, just the 1X for you, Brit. And again, they're pornographers. Okay, sorry about the background noise. And sorry about the cheesy 70s porno font, if it's too hard to read. So MHEG, what is MHEG? So it's basically an extra service It was designed to provide kind of text, textual services on top of the broadcast TV. But it's a bit more powerful. So it's like the old, you know, teletext. In fact, I call it teletext on steroids. So you can do really quite cool things with it. You can actually stream multimedia within your textual environment, and you can create games and so on. It's basically an ASN1 encoded program that's transmitted alongside the video and the digital video and audio. And it gives you the ability to create objects, move things around, as I said, stream audio and video. It can store stuff locally for replay, or it can pull it off the air. And it kind of looks like this. It's this is, you'll notice I didn't use the porn font there, so you can actually read the bloody thing. But this is, it's essentially just a very simple programming language. But it's interpreted and executed by the TV itself. What could possibly go wrong? So let's get on to Her Majesty's Red Button. So Red Button is a service that uses MHEG. So on every BBC channel, you've got the option to press the red button. So this guy in the top right-hand corner, if I press the red button, it will pop up some MHEG content, and we'll start to see you know, options, what we can do within that channel. So we choose a sub-menu, and this is pretty cool. It then minimizes. I mean, it's a bit like the EPGs you get on a TV, so that's probably written in something similar. So it minimizes, you get picture-in-picture, and you can go off and do other stuff. But it's designed for information and added value services, so it's supposed to enhance the channel you're already watching. But now some bright spark went, ooh, well, we could use it and do something secure with it. So they've created some secure channels that use MHEG. Basically, pay-per-view. So the challenge is, how do you create a pay-per-view system when you don't have all the infrastructure for pay-per-view? You don't have a head end, you don't have a back channel, you know, you don't have any way of injecting a specific authorization code to a specific crypto card that's listening in like a normal encrypted scrambled channel would. So they've figured out we can do it with MHEG.
Boobies.
Did I say that out loud? So where can you do it? Embedded TV, all modern TVs support MHEG. It happens I have a couple of devices at home, Samsung TV. There's a really good site if you have a Samsung and you're interested in figuring out what goes on under the hood. Samigo.tv has really detailed stuff. Hasn't actually gone that far. They're still figuring out what they can do with it. At the moment, you can pretty much just telnet to a sort of logging console. On the Humex devices, they've got much further. So Hummy TV, they've actually got a complete distribution that you can load onto your Humex, and you then get SSH access. You've got full route onto the box. So that looked like the ideal place to have a go. So here's my Humex box. I'm shelled in as root. You can see in /bin, it's just a standard busy box distribution. So pretty much fair game. Anything I want to do, I can do on here. I can compile my own code. I can load it on. I can, you know, do whatever I want. Unfortunately, it then turned out that the actual executable is just one giant binary. Every single function in there is done in this one giant binary. And so it looked like it was going to be pretty hard to actually reverse it. I would have to reverse engineer that entire binary file. So then I thought, well, why not just do it? You know, I've already got a PC. There are cheap dongles available. I had the same issue when I was doing satellite hacking that I initially started on an intelligent satellite box on an embedded Linux box, and ended up just kind of battling with the Linux, with the distribution and with the functionality of the satellite box in order to do what I wanted. So I'm like, okay, screw that. I'll just do it on the PC. Buy a cheap little DVB dongle, plug it in, see what happens. So what happens is you end up with a very simple structure. Basically, when you start pulling the data out of the stream, you end up with this tree. So you have a directory with three subdirectories in it, cache, carousel, and services. In the services directory, there's a channel number, and within that, it points at a carousel, and within the carousel, there's individual files. There will always be a file called A or startup, and that's the file that runs first. And if you look at it, it's this ASN1 encoded binary blob. And again, we've already seen that. If I decode that specific blob, that's what it looks like. Tools are really easily available. There's an MHEG encoder, decoder, which will... So it decompiles to this. So you just take the binary, you run it through the decompiler, and you get nice commented, or not commented, but easy to read code. These guys, incidentally, is actual PIDs of embedded or multiplexed streams coming down on the transport stream. Okay, so what are our targets? We've already discussed Television X and Babe Station Extra, but there's also this thing called top-up TV. So this talk, believe it or not, did not start as, oh, I'm going to hack some porn. Although, obviously, it's a benefit. But there was this service called Top-Up TV, and Top-Up TV was basically what it sounds like. You know, it was extra services, pay-per-view services, doing things like educational programs and so on. So I was curious, that's what got me curious, how secure this stuff is. Then I went to their website. Top-Up TV has ceased broadcasting as of last November. It's like, damn it. That's the consumer site. If you click on the business button, this is what we do. We're pay TV experts. We can help you do pay TV systems. And BT Sport. So I guess they're doing stuff for BT Sport. So maybe there's a target there. So should we look at BT Sport? Obviously not. Unless you're into beach volleyball or something, and it's not a very common sport in the UK, so forget that. Back to Television X. So how do they use MHEG to create pay-per-view content? So basically, it's very simple. When you connect to the channel, it doesn't give you a video stream. What it gives you is the little program, and the program pops up this picture. And it says, if you want to receive this content, you have to join our little club. And it costs you £10 a month. And you do it by pressing the red button or the blue button. And it will then take you to another page. And they give you a challenge. So the challenge is basically, so this is the text example. So you text this number, 364245, to that number. And you will get back a PIN, which you put in here. And it will then unlock the screen and take you to the content. If you type 123456, which you do to experiment, obviously, wrong PIN, doesn't let you through. You do that 3 times, and it starts again. So the challenge will change. You don't get to brute force that PIN. And my first idea was, okay, well, I've got a running environment. Why don't I just freeze it, you know, take a snapshot, and then just go back and brute force, do three, start again, do three, start again, so the state is contained, and I actually brute force the whole thing. But then I realized, actually, it's a 6-digit number. That's a lot of tries, even for the reward of, you know, boobies. So. So we have to come up with a different scheme. Babe Station X, same thing. Live shows, only they're cheaper, £5. But that's per night, actually, so they're not cheaper, really. Press your red button, same deal. Off you go, send that number, get back an unlock code. Put in 123456, Pin is incorrect, please try again. Exactly the same deal, you get three or four goes, then it resets. You've always got to get your tool out in a porno scenario. So. Okay, so that's what we're doing. I'm going to have a go at both of those channels live. So I'm sorry, this will take a few seconds to get going. So I'm going to create a tunnel back to those of you who saw my satellite talks will have seen I did the same thing. At the time, my kids weren't that old, and the only TV in the house was connected to the satellite I was hacking, so I hope I didn't scar them for life. I'm not sure what time it was, but, you know. So, say again. Oh, you've met my son. And yes, I did. Okay, sorry. So. Okay, so... As I said in the satellite one, sniff that, bitches. Okay, bringing up tunnel. Ooh, it's a good sign. Okay, so we have a tunnel. Demo gods, be good to me. Long enough? Okay, so I'm logged in. This is my box called Nighty, and it's in the attic in a building in Surbiton, in just outside London. And it's got a TV tuner and an antenna. So what I will do is look for the service I'm going to attack, which in this case is Babe Station, and it's in TZAP. Okay, so adult babe station. So the way it works is you need that number. That's the channel number. So I'm going to run RB download. Actually, let's go somewhere pristine. Okay, I'm dyslexic. RB. Download him. Okay, so you see the three directories have appeared, and if I look in services. Got our guy. And there's all our files. So that program is pulling down all the MHEG content. So what I can do now is run another process locally, which is going to use that as the server to transmit the PRON to me. So look away, boys. Now you want to be able to see this window because some fun stuff is going to happen here. So RB browser, remote, this guy. Right, that's live, okay? You're minutes away from having to run screaming from the room. So press the red button. We get a challenge. Okay, so what I'm going to do... I'm going to put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And this guy has actually died. Damn it. Doesn't matter how many times you test these things. For those that didn't hear, he said, can't get it up. Curse you. Happens to everyone, yeah. It may not be fatal. Okay, the annoying thing is we should be seeing a whole bunch of debuggers in this window, so, which we're not seeing, and I have no idea why. Try moving out of temp. Okay. Audience participation. Now, I was hoping we weren't going to go there on this one, so...
Pool two,
no. Some things just can't be unseen. No. Whoever you are, I love you. You're my new best friend. Well, nearly, except I'm still not... Okay, screw this. Back to the slides. We'll do another live one in a second. It's a different technique, but I have, as you... So, skip over that. Hang on. We'll come back to that. Here's one I prepared earlier. So same deal, three windows. Hummus and porn music. Oh. No, I think I'll pass on that one. Okay, so as you saw, same deal. We're downloading the stuff. Here we have... this is what should have happened, okay? And pay attention to the top left-hand screen. Oh, it's the bottom screen, okay, yeah. So notice, it's doing, the debuggers are actually showing me what numbers are being compared. So it compared integer 987862, which is our challenge, to 999999. Okay, so it just does that during its startup. I'm now going to type in 123456. Oh my God. At this point, it crashed, of course. But in a way, that was good, because, I mean, it's prolonging the whole experience. I'd done, like, one line of code. I put one line of debugging in, And I dialed into this, you know, I'd got into this system and I started the process of hacking into it. And who would have thought, you know, after 3 minutes on a porn channel, I'd be feeling unsatisfied. So, restart the process, try again. So this time our PIN is 738461. Bam! Don't look, kids! Oh. That was close. So the other thing, I thought, well, that's all very well, but I don't want to be watching high quality content like that on my crappy little screen. I want to be able to do that for my TV. So, don't want to hack the TV, but maybe I can just use the PC to get me the code and the, you know, watch it on the TV. So, I wrote a little script in Python. You tell it what channel you want, you tell it the challenge. And you tell it you want to do it over the air. So this is going to pull the live stream, extract the salts, because they use a salt, that hint, hint, for those that are going to have a go at this. So PIN for that challenge is 299517. Now, incidentally, the debugging process for figuring out their algorithm was maybe two more lines of code. So, you know. So we've got the PIN. Demagogues don't love me. Come on, next slide. Dear God. What the hell's it even called these days? Impress, isn't it? Die.
Is it impressing yet?
Yeah. Try that again. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's try that again. Does anyone remember the PIN? Boobies. Stop. I'm trying, honestly. I love my job. Okay, we have genuinely got a major meltdown here, so. Okay, so let's go back to live and see if we can do TVX. Why not? We've got time. So TVX was a different, Television X was a completely different proposition, because that guy was just so easy. I mean, it was ridiculous, as I say, very unsatisfactory. Television X, they appear to be doing some actual real crypto. When I started debugging, it was like endless calls to a loop that was doing really complicated maths, and it was going round and round and round, and it took me a couple of hours to think, no, I'm not going down this route. I'm just spending way too much time on this. There must be an easier way. So if you remember the process is you download a stream and the TV then interprets that stream and it acts, turns it into a program and it acts on the program. Well, if what's happening is the program is saying, I'm going to check this pin, I'm going to do all this crypto, and then I'm going to, if it's correct, jump to this page, and if it's not correct, I'm going to jump to this page, how hard can it be, right? So, we have a startup file, pre-prepared, which I've decompiled, changed where the instruction goes, and then recompiled it. So we should be able to, assuming nothing's running still, so we're going to look for him going. Okay, so just to make sure it really is locked, if we do an RB, oh God, I'm an idiot, look. Here are my debuggers coming up in this window. Okay, I'm a tool. So here we are, Television X live and locked. So all I'm going to do now is copy my startup.pwned to services 15 startup. So I'm overwriting the existing one, and then go back to my browser. Bam! That's all I've got. So if anyone dares to admit they have a question. Q&A mic. So not only do you have to admit you have a question, you have to come and stand in front of the whole audience. No, I didn't think so. Okay. Okay, well, that was it. It was just a bit of fun, and I thought it was fun. So thank you.